This conversation is powered by Google Illuminate. Check out illuminate.google.com for more. Welcome to today's discussion. We're diving into the art of wine tasting, specifically focusing on a guide that promises to elevate your Virginia wine tour experience. Our guest is an expert in the field and will be exploring the 5S's method.
The 5S's offer a structured approach to wine tasting, moving beyond simply swirling and sipping. It allows for a more nuanced and enjoyable experience.
Intriguing. So what are these 5 S's? I'm eager to learn how they enhance the tasting process.
They are see, swirl, smell, sip, and savor. Each step plays a crucial role in unlocking the wine's full potential.
See, swirl, smell, sip, and savor. That sounds like a sensory journey. Let's start with see. What should we be looking for? So the first S is see. What are some key visual aspects of wine that a novice taster should focus on?
Begin by observing the wine's color and clarity. Is it a deep ruby red, a pale rosé, or a vibrant gold? The color can hint at the wine's age and varietal. Clarity refers to the presence of any sediment or cloudiness.
And what does the clarity tell us about the wine?
A clear wine generally indicates a well-made wine, while cloudiness might suggest a less refined product or a wine that needs decanting. However, some cloudiness can be natural, depending on the winemaking process.
Moving on to swirl. Why is swirling the wine so important?
Swirling gently increases the wine's surface area, allowing its aromas to volatilize and become more readily apparent to your nose. It's a crucial step before smelling.
I've always just kind of swirled, but I never really thought about the science behind it. It's all about releasing those aromas.
Precisely. The gentle swirling is key. Vigorous swirling can be detrimental.
Now let's talk about smell. What are some common aromas one might encounter in a wine?
The aromas in wine are incredibly diverse. You might detect fruity notes like berries, citrus, or stone fruit, or floral aromas like rose or violet. Other common aromas include earthy notes like mushroom or forest floor, or spicy notes like pepper or cinnamon.
And how does identifying these aromas help in appreciating the wine?
Recognizing these aromas helps you understand the wine's complexity and character. It allows you to build a more complete sensory profile.
Next up is sip. What should we be paying attention to when we take our first sip?
Take a small sip and let the wine coat your palate. Pay attention to its texture. Is it full-bodied, medium-bodied, or light-bodied? Note the sweetness, acidity, and tannins.
Tannins, that's a term I often hear but don't fully understand.
Tannins are compounds that contribute to a wine's astringency and dryness. They're often found in red wines and contribute to their structure and aging potential.
Finally, we have savor. What does savoring a wine truly entail?
Savoring involves holding the wine in your mouth for a moment, allowing its flavors to fully develop. Pay attention to how the flavors evolve over time and how they interact with your palate.
So it's not just about the initial taste, but the entire experience in your mouth.
Exactly. The finish, the lingering flavors after you swallow, is also a crucial aspect of savoring.
So by following the 5 S's, see, swirl, smell, sip, and savor, we can have a much more enriching wine tasting experience.
Absolutely. It's a structured approach that allows you to appreciate the wine's complexity and develop your palate. It's about engaging all your senses.
And this method is particularly useful for those new to wine tasting, right?
Yes, it provides a framework for beginners, but even experienced wine tasters can benefit from this structured approach. It helps to focus your attention and appreciate the subtleties of each wine.
Beyond the 5 S's, are there any other tips you'd offer for enhancing a Virginia wine tour experience?
Absolutely. Consider the setting. Enjoying wine outdoors with a beautiful view can enhance the experience. Also, pairing the wine with food can complement its flavors. And most importantly, relax and enjoy the company of friends or family.
The setting and the company are definitely key elements to a memorable experience. Given that this guide focuses on Virginia wine tours, are there any specific characteristics of Virginia wines that should be considered when applying the 5 S's?
Virginia boasts a diverse range of wines, from crisp whites to bold reds. The 5 S's remain applicable, but the specific aromas and flavors you encounter will vary depending on the grape varietal and the wine's terroir. Paying attention to regional nuances adds another layer of appreciation.
Let's say someone is planning a Virginia wine tour. How can they best prepare themselves to use the 5 S's effectively?
Before the tour, perhaps do some research on the wineries and the types of wines they produce. This will give you a head start in anticipating the aromas and flavors you might encounter. Also, try to approach each tasting with an open mind and a willingness to learn.
What are some common mistakes people make when tasting wine, and how can the five S's help avoid them?
A common mistake is rushing the process. People might swirl too vigorously, take large gulps, or not pay attention to the finish. The five S's encourage a more deliberate and mindful approach, preventing these mistakes.
Are there any resources or further reading you'd recommend for those wanting to delve deeper into wine tasting?
There are many excellent books and websites dedicated to wine tasting. Look for resources that focus on sensory evaluation and wine appreciation. Attending wine tasting workshops can also be incredibly beneficial.
This has been a fantastic discussion. The five S's provide a practical and insightful framework for enhancing the wine tasting experience, making it more enjoyable and educational.
I agree. It's about engaging all your senses and appreciating the artistry and craftsmanship behind each bottle.
That was a great discussion. Thank you for sharing your expertise.